USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Recovery efforts are underway in Alaska after the U.S. military shot down an unidentified object Friday.
President Biden calling this mission to take this aircraft down a success yesterday, but White House officials are admitting that at this point they have way more questions than answers. They still don't know exactly where this object came from, who it belonged to.
President Biden gave the order to shoot it down, saying it posed a reasonable threat to civilian air traffic. Rescue and recovery efforts continue around the clock in Turkey and Syria as the death toll from a massive earthquake now tops 25,000. Authorities say most of those victims in southwest Turkey. 67 survivors have been pulled from the rubble in the past 24 hours. Another classified document has been found at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. A Pence advisor made the announcement after a five-hour search of the home Friday. The Department of Justice also took six documents without classified markings. Pence ordered his legal team to cooperate in the case. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy recently warned that age 13 and younger is too early for America's kids to be using social media platforms.
Despite 13 being the minimum age to join many of the popular social media sites, such as Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram, the Surgeon General went on to say, it's a time when it's really important for us to be thoughtful about what's going into how they think about their own self-worth and their relationships. And the skewed and often distorted environment of social media often does a disservice to many of those children. I'm Corey Myers.
Four people were hospitalized after an American Airlines jet crashed into a shuttle bus at Los Angeles International Airport. That incident happened while the plane was being towed away from a gate by a tug last night. Two people on the shuttle driver, and the driver of the tug were all hospitalized. There were no passengers on the plane at the time. This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love...
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A New Mexico county clerk coming under fire for allegedly deleting and mishandling midterm ballots, seeking, obtaining, and discussing drugs, and deploying a taser near a co-worker. Yvonne Otero being accused of abusing her office and breaking the law in the run-up to the 2022 midterm elections. According to the allegations from the New Mexico Ethics Commission, the Torrance County clerk violated election procedures around certifying election machines, alluded to having sex and doing cocaine during work hours, and threatened employees, all before she eventually just stopped doing her job in the fall. A sequel is drawing crowds to the theaters.
Magic Mike's Last Dance, the sequel to the 2012 comedy drama Magic Mike, is taking over the box office. Estimates say the film could bring in up to $11 million in its opening weekend at 1,500 theaters.
Why are you in London?
I'm going to put on a show at this famous theater.
The film stars Channing Tatum as Magic Mike Lane, who makes one last hurrah, whipping a new roster of dancers into shape after a business deal leaves him broke. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The White House denying that President Biden will give a pregame interview with Fox News on Super Bowl Sunday. Last night, a White House spokesperson said they arranged an interview with Fox Sports and that Fox canceled it, and that the network later put out a statement indicating the interview was rescheduled, which is inaccurate. Rihanna getting ready for her Super Bowl halftime performance Sunday. The pop superstar said things are coming together and that performing on such a large stage is exhilarating. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than...
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.